This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. My location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcements are bulletins for the net. Please call KQ4WHN. With any other announcements, I will clue in everybody else to something that W4SBX Brad brought to my attention earlier this week. SpaceX is going to launch NASA astronauts up into space on Thursday morning, February 13th, and that's going to be at 5:15 a.m., 0515. They've got a whole countdown clock available on the SpaceX website. You just look for NASA Crew 12. But more interesting than all of that fantastic right stuff kind of information, it should be visible, assuming the clouds cooperate, should be visible by most people on the East Coast all the way up into our neck of the woods. So if you're of the mind to get up on the 13th and be staring out to the east around 5:30-ish, maybe, somewhere in that range, subject to countdown clocks and anybody who's watched a space launch happen, well, you know those don't always happen at the best and most, all the plans of mice and men, you know. Sometimes things get pushed back, but that is the current plan, and if you'd like to see a rocket go by, well, there's an opportunity for us to do that somewhere around the 5:30 a.m. time on Thursday. Thanks to Brad for bringing that to my attention. I'm going to try and wake up, get some coffee in me, and stare out, see what's what. But just going in and teasing my inner child to let me know that, hey, we're still doing this space thing, and that's always pretty cool.
WHN, it's KR4 FMC. Looking at my calendar, Thursday is the 12th, not the 13th. Just a little FYI. 12th, not the 13th. 13th is on Friday.
Leave you, yeah, because the 14th is Saturday. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you for that correction. I did not do that math, but yeah, the 13th is Friday. Friday at 5:15 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, somewhere around there. Thank you for that correction. But we've proven that I am not good at looking at calendars. We're going to be on the roll call for the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACQ portion. Just let us know if you're going to hang around and got something to say. We'll push down the list and come back to you when we're done with the formal portion. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with India through Lima, but first, always got to have that but first portion. I got a bunch of folks who have checked in with the website in the pre-net check-in, so if you'll give me a second, I'll go ahead and get those folks acknowledged, and then we'll work on the RF spectrum. Stand by. Here we go. We've got KC4PLT. That's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Got KF4CKT. That's John in Honeypath. Got N4UYB. That's Rebecca coming to us from Monroe, Georgia. Got KC4WGG. That's Patrick from Rome, Georgia. Got KE4VGN. That's Rich in Greenville. Looking at AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Got KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Got KE4DXJ, that's Wendy, coming to us from Hendersonville, and she brings along NC9V, Well, that's Leon. Got KR4RYL, that's Ryland. They're in Greenville. I believe he's downtown, if memory got those backwards. I got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got KG4QLQ, that's Linda. And she brings along Don, KG4PFI, and they're both in Piedmont. Got KI4LZI, that's Anthony. They're in Table Rock. Got KB2BYQ, that's David there in Easley. Got W4SBX, that's Brad. Mentioned him before about the space launch. He was the guy that tipped me off. And Brad's coming to us from Simpsonville. 4YOO, that's Clint there in Honeypath. Got KR4FHX, that's Jamie coming to us from Gaffney. Got KR4AlphaAlphaZulu coming to us from Greer. Got KR4IUB, that's Lenny there in Easley. Got KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. Got WU2T, that's Rusty there in Moore. Got KC4W, that's William in Anderson. Got KG4WNP, that's Landon in Greenville. Got W4IOE, that's Sid there in Fletcher, North Carolina. And I've got KQ4YQI, that's Jose in Greer. And if anybody was counting, that's 26 that just came in via the pre-net check-in. If you can't make it to the radio conversation, do take time to check in on the web. All right, we'll move over to the RF spectrum because we don't have any Echo Link stations queued up at the moment. So let's go ahead and start with India through Lima. I through L, call KQ4WHN.
For WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and this is where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
WHN, please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
WHN. Great to hear you call the net. I enjoy it. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would please. I'll be around to listen, and maybe there'll be somebody to chew with later on. Thanks again for calling the net. 73.
KQ4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James, they're on that mountain in North Carolina. Good to hear your voice tonight, James. I got KO4JKV. That's our net controller from last night. That's Duncan coming to us from Asheville. Good to hear you again tonight, Duncan. And thanks for joining and checking into my net. Got KK4JBQ, that's Larry. And Larry brings along Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, it wouldn't be a net if you and Tom and a couple others I could mention didn't show up. So always good to hear everyone coming in and participating in the net each and every time I get the honor of being net control. All right, sounds like we got India through Lima, so let's go ahead and hit Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN.
Control. Evening, Mark. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilomike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
4 WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'd like to recognize one of my favorites, Lorena, KK4ONO, bringing the family Thanks for doing that, Lorena. And you're one of my regulars that I love to hear your voice each and every time. Lorena brings along KK4DMW, that's Rick. And together they bring along their daughter from Ware Shoals, that's Michelle, KK4MOQ. All right, I'm going to give Mike through Papa one more shout, see if we can get anybody in that group. Make sure we don't leave anybody behind, and then we'll see what else we have down the alphabet. Any other Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN. I'll say that group is handled. We'll move on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thank you for calling that. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom. Located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
WHN. In November 4, Tango Lima Papa, N4TLP, Terry in Moore, South Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening, Mark.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and net control like recognize, N0TR. Tom, good to hear you tonight, Tom. Thanks for getting on the log. Along with Tom, I've got KO4QLG Chris coming to us from Liberty. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. Another voice that I expect to hear each and every time I'm at the radio. And I've got N4TLP. That's Terry. I think, Terry, I've mentioned it before, but you definitely have a phenomenal radio voice. I wish I had that that delivery. But thanks for getting your name on the log. I got your call sign ready to go. Thank you, sir. And I'm going to move on to the next group, and that's going to be Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Hey, good evening to you and all on the net. This is KG4ZGS. That's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra. And I'm Chris. And I'm up in Campobello. I'm currently mobile, but I'm heading back home right now. So, no traffic. I might stick around for the rag to you.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net and net control like to recognize. KG4ZGS. That's Chris coming to us from Campobello, but he is mobile at the moment. Chris, you are instructed to drive safely, sir. We need all the hands. We're rapidly running through the alphabet, so I will go ahead and move to the top of the alphabet, and we'll just keep on going. Anyone in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Mark, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And that control like recognize. KI4DOS, that's Gary, our Wednesday night net controller. Good to hear from you, Gary. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY Joy. All right, folks. We got some thin groups here. We're going to have to make it up at the end, so we're going to have to find ways to kick some people in the backside, get them on the radio, and let's get some more check-ins. All right, I'm going to go to the patient group, which 18 minutes in, that's not bad. If you're Echo Through Hotel and want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this is your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. My home in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
Please check in KR4FNC with Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. This is Rick. I'm in Simpsonville, up in the 5 Forks area. And thanks for calling the net, Mark. I'll be negative and negative tonight. And 7-3 to everybody.
4WHN. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4 EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And I will be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
Kilo 4. No, it's not. Man, I need to just slow down. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Net Control would like to recognize KO4HKX, Patrick, up there in Penrose. Hopefully everybody's laughing with me and not at me. Also, I have on the log here, KR4FNC, that's Rick joining us from Simpsonville, around the Five Forks area. Good to hear your voice, Rick, and thank you again for the correction when I was giving dates and days and didn't look at the calendar and guessed. And then I've got KC4EZN, well, that's Harry there in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear your voice, each and every one of you. Thanks for joining us and getting on the log tonight. All right, well, we've been through the alphabet once, so it's time to open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Anyone in the sound of my voice, call KQ4WHN.
Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale, in Ellenborough. I'll be negative, negative, but thanks for calling the net. Have a great evening.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize KK4, Sierra Mike Victor, that's Dale in Ellenborough. Good to hear you tonight, Dale. Got you in the log, sir. All right, it's getting quiet really fast, so I'm going to call out one more time, and we'll wrap up with a formal portion of check-ins. Anybody anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, I want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Somebody's keying the mic, but not hearing any audio, so if you're trying to check in that last station in the last 60 seconds, just know that didn't hear any audio coming across with that. But that being said, I want to go ahead and recognize K4XB Tommy, and he brings along Angela KQ4TBD there in both in Southern Greenville County. All right. Going to go ahead and wrap up the formal portion of the net and just say appreciate everybody checking in and dealing with my nonsense as I stumble along doing all this like it's my first night. So all stations wishing to secure may do so when we get in the RAC-Q portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC-Qs. All right. Anybody have comment, question, thought, or wisdom to pass along? First thing I would suggest is if you're going to throw out a date, make sure that you look at the calendar and make get it lined up with the day that you're going to call out with. But beyond that, I've got big news here at the house. Our last bit of sleet has finally melted off the shady part of the back deck, so the dog's not afraid to go outside, which is a big deal for us. It's been a tough couple of weeks getting him out the front door instead of out of the back. All right, folks, this is KQ4WHN. Open to any conversation, questions, or check-ins. Call now.
KQ4WHN, this is KG4ZGS. Chris here.
To me.
Well, I ordered a couple of those Daofeng K5 Pluses a few weeks back, and they finally arrived. I got a two-pack of them. They're tri-band radios, the 2 meter, the 1.25 meter, and the 70 centimeter. And I haven't even seen them yet. I'm still on my way home from work. But my wife sent me a text message with a picture of the package. But they were over 2 weeks late, they were almost 2 weeks late because of the snowstorm. And the thing that was happening was it would get out on the truck, and I would get a notification saying out for delivery, and then it never arrived. And then the next day it would be the same thing, out for delivery, never arrived. One time I even saw it said out for delivery, and a UPS truck pulled out in front of my house and then stopped in front of my house. And then they drove off without delivering it, and I was like, no! So it's been a saga to get these radios, but I'm about to see them for the first time. I'm pretty stoked about that. So that's all the news I got.
Beyosti, what retail outlet did you order them from that struggled so mightily with the shipping?
Them off of Radiodity, and they shipped them out pretty fast, but it was by the time UPS and Spartanburg got the radios, they just held on to them for like almost 10 days. They kept putting them on the truck and then taking them off the truck and putting them on the truck. It was the snowstorm and the ice storm that got them delayed. But my wife, every time they took it off the truck and then put it on the truck again, they'd have to slap a new sticker on it. So it was literally going on and off the truck at the UPS facility for over a week. So, I got the Baofeng K5 Pluses, and I got some Nagoya antennas for them, the tri-band antennas. And when I got those radios, I was unsure about how GMRS worked and all that kind of stuff, but I've learned a lot over the last couple of weeks. I've been reading and watching YouTube videos. So I also have a GMRS radio that I'm going to install on my mobile unit. So I'm pretty stoked about it. I got radios and radio parts coming out from every which way.
GMRS is remarkably similar to the radio configuration you do for ham. The one lesson that I have learned, and I don't do a lot of GMRS, but the one lesson that I have learned is you definitely, absolutely want to positively put on the receive PL tones, because there's so many repeaters running on the same frequencies. You're going to hear not crossband, but you'll hear crosstalk from multiple repeaters. I'm in range of the at least three different repeaters that share the same frequency, and if they're not plugged in with that downward PL tone, you can hear all sorts of conversations and be confused as why you're getting such a bad signal from all these folks that are supposedly just down the road from you. But it's not dramatically different. It's just it's not as capable that, you know, the stuff that we can do here in ham, but definitely easier to share with the family, and that's I think why a lot of us do it. But glad to hear that you finally got your radios. I'm curious, did you have persistent ice on the road? Or, you know, UPS generally wants to get that stuff out of the warehouse, so I'm shocked that they had to put it on the truck and bring it back so many times.
Negative on that. Nothing super, I mean, not any more than anybody else had, but I think it was the ice storm the previous weekend got them behind, and then the snowstorm the following weekend, it was like it just kind of compounded their issues. So I was sitting there waiting for a while, and it was weird because they kept saying it was out for delivery, and then the delivery time window would pass by and no radios, and then the status would change online, and I started to think, I was like, man, maybe I'm checking the status too much, and every time I check the status, they make me wait an extra day or something. So anyway, but yeah, so I've got those. I'm about to go look at them and see what they're all about. I've never done 1.25 meters before, so I'm excited about that, and just going to check them out. And got that GMRS radio that I'm going to install next to my dual band, and so I've been learning a lot about all the stuff, and pretty excited to just geek out on all my radio gear.
Ham I know of that geeks out on radio gear, but hopefully that's going to be a good time for you. Do you know if they're chirp compatible, so your life's going to be easier getting those things programmed?
I don't don't know. I think they probably are. I don't know. My mobile rig that I'm on right now is Chirp compatible. I do have Chirp loaded up on my laptop, but I don't have the programming cable to connect my radio to the laptop, so all the repeaters that I've plugged in, I've done manually, and I don't know, to me, I'm kind of more of an analog guy, so I don't really mind learning the menus and learning how to use the radio itself. Everyone says that Chirp makes it a lot easier, and to me, that it just stresses me out. I'm like, no, dude, I'll do the radio.
I guess I should say this is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Dan. Yeah, no, the I totally get wanting to learn the menus and doing all that stuff, you know, learning the interface of the radio, but when you've got, you know, probably at least I have somewhere in the range of about 15 to 20 simplex frequencies that I plug in with the air frequencies and the different national calling frequencies and just all the different things that I kind of want to scan and keep an ear out to. And then you got all the repeaters and all the different cities that you travel to and all their repeaters. I don't want to put all that stuff into the radio one at a time. It would take forever. So Chirp has become my friend, and the fact that I can copy and paste and download stuff from repeater book and not even have to put in the relevant information, it just downloads it and stuffs it in there. All I have to do is arrange it the way that I want it. My preference is Chirp, but to each his own.
Or ZGS here, yeah. It's probably one of those things that I'm going to resist, and then someday I'll finally do it, and I'll be like, oh, that was a lot. I should have been doing it this whole time. Anyway, but yeah, dude, I just rolled in. So I'm going to go in and check these radios out, but I appreciate you letting me chew the rag a little bit with you there, Mark, and good to talk to you again, sir, and nice to hear everybody else on the net, too. I'll say KG4ZGS clear, and I'll be clearing your final there, Mark, 73s.
Well, go enjoy your radios, and thanks for getting us up to speed on that. Maybe you can talk a little bit about them when you've had a chance to get in the manual and start purring them. I don't own any Baofengs, and it's just because I have found other brands that I have found more interest in, but I feel like the Baofeng Minis on the ham side are probably going to be a next purchase when I have that extra money just burning a hole in my pocket. But thanks for checking in with us tonight, Chris, and appreciate your update there with the details of your new tri-bands. Definitely have not explored that whole world of the 1.2. All right, I've got a EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only. If you want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
Net control. Please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg from Greer. Negative, negative. I wanted to add one thing about the Baofeng. I have a couple Japanese, China. And the brand is TID Radio, the H8 model. What I like about it is it has 10 watts, and I think it's also a dry band. I have noticed one thing, though. It comes with two batteries, which you think is nice, but I noticed that the batteries fail kind of early. I've had them only last about a year.
WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I would like to recognize KO4WTQ. That's Greg there in Greer. Yes, sir, I have exactly that same radio. I have the H8 from TID Radio. That's the one that I typically have in my hand if I have an HT. And I have removed the antennas that come with it and invested in the signal stick in Christmas green, and that is my absolute favorite HD to wander around with. Being of Scottish heritage, I cannot invest in radios that cost $300 and $400 and $500. The thought of dropping them on the pavement just makes my heart ache. So I absolutely don't want to spend the large bucks on the super great radios, but I found there's middle ground with, like, the Radio Oddity, the TID radios, some of the other stuff that are, yeah, they're probably three or four different brands made by the same company, but I really like the H8, and it's been my favorite go-to for a lot of different purposes. Also did the Explorer from Gigaparts, which was almost free, an opportunity to get that for super cheap, and that's my mucking about in dirty places radio. So I, you know, it's only 5 watts, but you know, it'll do what I need to do. It'll hit a repeater. It'll give me some simplex. So I'm pretty happy with super cheap, and not necessarily my favorite interface or my favorite radio, but the H8 from TID, TID radio, I absolutely would buy many more of those over time. I've not had the issues with the batteries, so interested to hear that, but we'll see. Anybody else want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, anybody anywhere, call KQ4WHN.
Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. I'm in Piedmont tonight. Piedmont, South Carolina. In and out. Allen.
Please check in KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu. India. Walter, I'm an Angie. I'm native. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Again, Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer, negative and negative tonight.
KQ4WHN. Please check in N2SWJ. This is Scott in New York City, remotely operating my rig in Greer. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And at control, I'd like to recognize KQ4ZYU. That's Alan there in Piedmont. Good to hear you tonight, Alan. And then I've got KR4CZI. That's Walter coming to us from Anderson. Thank you, sir. I've got you in the log. Then I've got KK4JD, that's Joe, coming to us from Greer. And Joe, you are my number 50 in the log tonight. Thanks for checking in and making that number that I'm always trying to hit and go beyond that. And then I've got N2SWJ, that's Scott coming to us, not via Echolink, but via remote control of his rig in Greer, but he's there in New York City. And I have to ask, Scott, have the hotel prices come down since the last time I was there? I think my last trip to New York for business was pushing $550, $600 a night for just a base-level Marriott Fairfield hotel. And I know it was around Christmas time, and there's always higher prices there. But if you have an opportunity and want to share, I'd love to hear what they're charging these days.
N2SWJ, I'm staying in Long Island City, which is where I usually stay in Queens, so I'm not in Manhattan, but I'm paying about $200 a night here. N2SWJ.
You're in a much more, let's go with not as well sought after as Times Square for the tourist trade. So they have a much more reasonable price. So I'm glad to hear that you're not getting wrecked over the coals. My last two trips to the big cities, I went to Boston and stayed in a Courtyard right next to the Boston airport, and it was $395 a night. And New York City, almost the Microsoft office there is pretty much in the middle of Times Square. And that was pushing 600, and that just made me ill. But I wasn't paying the bill. It was somebody else, and I was very glad of that. But thanks for checking in, Scott. I appreciate the report. Hopefully your travels are going well, sir. All right, anyone anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4 WHN.
WHN. Call on the net. Running late as usual. If you will, sir, give you one more for the logs. If you could check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Mark. No traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling the net for us. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
The 4WHN with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and you're never late if I'm still here. So I don't believe in the term late check-in. It's just my after 9:30 crew. AK4HR, that's Mike there in Simpsonville. I got you in there, Mike, and thanks for joining us. All right, anybody have comments, questions, thoughts, ponders, anything that you want to share with the group or start a conversation about? I'm your guy. We've got a few minutes. Let's have a conversation.
N2SWJ.
N2SWJ. Come on, Scott.
Anybody else? I fly home tomorrow night and then turn around and immediately leave Thursday going to Hamcation. Is there anybody else going to Hamcation?
4WHN. Scott, you're getting a little overmodulated. I'm not sure what that might be, but just to relay for Scott, he's looking for anybody that might be going down to Orlando for Hamcation. Give a call. This is KQ4WHN.
Yeah, I might have been a little close to the phone that I'm relaying from when I was talking there, so apologize for that.
You were clear on the first two transmissions, and just that one was a little rough, but you were understandable. I just want to make sure everybody got the question. Sounds like if they're going, they're not on the air at the moment, but that's one of those big, like Hamvention up in Ohio, or the, what is the one in Huntsville? Anyway, you know, one of the big shows that you just feel like that would be a fun one to go to. I always think about them about 6 months too late. I know you got to get either camping space or hotel space reserved, and I'm never that forward thinking. Okay, I got one more EchoLink station, so we'll go with anyone that wants to check in via EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. Call KQ4 WHN.
T4K with a frog. Kilo Tango 4 Kilo. Sorry about that. Martin in Greenville, South Carolina. And negative and negative.
WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and poor Marty's getting strangled by that frog. That is KT4K, Marty joining us from Greenville. Good to hear you, Marty. Hopefully get yourself a glass of water and make that frog go away. All right, I'm going to open it back up. Anybody anywhere, you have question, comment, thought, prognostication, any idea, any check-in, anything at all, you go ahead and call KQ4WHN.
Or WHN. Here is KK4JBQ.
JBQ, come on, sir.
Comment. My observation is that you've had a good net tonight. I said I look forward to your net. You do carry on, and I mean that in the best way you can hear it. And I have to ask you about the dog that won't go out because afraid of slipping on ice. I'm a dog person, a cat person, a creature person, you might say. I feel close to them. And I look that way, too. Well, anyhow, so this is a little different than I've ever heard. So since he can't explain or she can't explain, maybe you can help me understand. Why are they confused about ice? Slip and slide, maybe?
explanation. I'll make it as short as I know how. My at the time, my 84-year-old father-in-law decided that he wanted a puppy, and he looked for the better part of 2 years and found the most perfect brindle brown boxer puppy that was on the face of the earth, and it is a gorgeous animal. But it never occurred to him that it would grow into an 80-pound ox. And they, the two of them, my father-in-law and mother-in-law, decided after 10 days it was way too much for them in their 80s to bring up a puppy. So I now have a puppy. In this case, he's 5 years old. And he's full of anxiety, and he's full of concern and worry, and he will walk into small rooms like closets or bathrooms just because that's his personality. The other thing that I have discovered is that he is very tentative about ice and snow, and if he can go out down the brick steps and get to snow or ice on the grass, he can deal with it, but he's not happy to stay there. And once he's done whatever he needs to do, he'll come running back up the stairs like somebody has set off a firecracker underneath him, because he's just a big, goofy animal. And that's the way boxers are. If you've ever had a boxer, been around a boxer, they're a special breed. I'll just put it that way. This is KQ4WHN.
That's so interesting to me. I did have a boxer when I was probably 5 or 6. I had a string of animals. They would all run away or something. but I finally found some creatures that didn't mind sharing space with me. But the boxer was, I always thought it was so ugly, it was beautiful. What can I say? And you know, I've known horses that way, and I've known cows that way, and I just like all kinds of animals. I like to imagine that they are thinking. I'm not the kind of person that would like to talk with them if I knew their language or anything like that, but I'd like to just know what they're thinking from time to time. Does that ever cross your mind?
Dr. Marv.
Sir, I will tell you, in the case of this animal, there's a fair amount of humming and just kind of duh-duh-duh-duh-duh. But he's a sweet beast, and he is usually in the way. When you transit from the kitchen to the den or the den to the kitchen, he turns sideways to deliberately block your path, just so you can call his name and say, "Get out of my way." And then he'll turn the other parallel direction so you can walk by him. But they are a curious beast. This one's actually, you know, he gets compliments everywhere he goes. We made sure he was properly trained, and he obeys the rules, and he's pretty well, what's the word for it? He gets along with folks, and he doesn't have any concerns, and the delivery people aren't terribly worried about him. Even though he's 80 pounds, he's a big, sweet beast. But, you know, I can't imagine how I can see other animals that it might be interesting to just kind of be able to take a peek inside their mind and see what they're thinking about. But this one, I'm afraid it would just be wind noise. He's very sweet, but he's not the brightest animal I've ever ever encountered.
WWW calling Dr. Marv from Seattle.
Q4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And let's go ahead and do another round of check-ins. Anybody want to check in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net before we get to the top of the hour and probably call it a night? But if you haven't checked in, you're just sitting here listening, I'll give you an opportunity to do that right now. Call KQ4WHN.
4WHN. Put check in Whiskey 4. Japan Echo Tango, that's WW4JET. It's Matthew here, Northern Pickens County. No traffic tonight. Just came across your last call, so I thought I'd join in. But you take care. Have a good night.
Good to hear your voice, sir. I'm always proud to hear you when you check in. That's WW4JET, Matt, there in Northern Pickens. Thanks for getting your name on the log tonight. Anybody anywhere else want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? We've got a few minutes. Let's go ahead and get you in the log here. This is KQ4WHM.
WHN, KK4JBQ.
Yes, sir. Larry, let's continue, shall we?
I don't know what the issue was, but wanted to thank you for a good net. I sort of expected it would be. So I am so appreciative of all of the net operators. I run the net myself. I did it with paper and pencil back in the day, and it was a challenge for me keeping everything going at once. It's a bit of a juggle. So anybody that can do it with the finesse that you seem to naturally have, you should be thankful for that. It makes the way you operate makes the whole net more enjoyable. And part of it is kind of a running commentary that you do. You're not at loss for something to say to get from 1 minute to the next, if you understand my meaning. And that's entertaining almost. You understand? Net, and I thank you for it.
Sir, I think I've mentioned before that business in trade is the guy standing at the front of the room having technical conversations, and a lot of the people that I talk to are salespeople, and a lot of younger salespeople, so early to mid-20s, and they're terrified when you come in and start talking about technical things. It's like, no, it's fine. We're gonna go to your level. We're gonna, you know, get your level of understanding, and we're gonna bring you up to where we need you to be. And, you talk to them like human beings, and you find a way to keep conversations going. And then in my case, I get them into, like, sales scenarios and different things. And, you know, hey, we're going to talk to a customer about a solution, and we're all going to get together in groups. And, you know, it's that icky sales stuff that I can't stand. But, I'm okay having the conversation about it. You build skills as you go through and do that. But the big thing is you don't let the conversation stop unless it's deliberate. And then there's this concept of being comfortable with quiet. And you gotta make them talk. So I have had a career of having conversations and getting people to jump in and contribute. And I guess it applies to being a net control. It's something that I'm fairly comfortable with, and I have done enough that I come across as competent from time to time.
Thing too. That's coming from a different point, a different origin than that has been my experience. I was on stage with a group of folks for like 12 years, and as you might imagine, we were in front of a lot of different microphones in a lot of different venues, and everything was a fight almost to get everything accomplished that we wished to do, that, you know. And so where you're coming from is another thing. I must say it sounds interesting, and sounds like you could have even fun at that. Am I wrong in that?
You will not hear me describe it as work in most cases. The work is the travel. I know that there are folks out there like into SWJ Scott, who's in New York right now and checked in. It was in a similar line of work. He probably does more technical things that I had done earlier in my career, different time, different technology. I will not and definitely defer to Scott on a lot of the stuff that's out there now. But I got good at conveying ideas and training people and getting folks comfortable with things that they're not comfortable with. And, you know, again, for the last 15, 20 years, that's kind of been what I've been doing. So it's all about getting the conversation started, getting people open to the idea that, you know what, we can have a conversation, and it doesn't have to be frightening, and it doesn't have to be a series of slides, and I can actually make it real to you for what it is that you want to do and what you're going to be challenged with when you get in front of your customers and, you know, the people that you need to talk to. You're not going to be me, but you're going to bring your own piece of it there. So it's interesting. I can think of other things that I'd rather do for fun, but it has been a challenging career, and it's been something that I've spent a lot of time doing. So, you know, it's just one of those things. This is much more formal than a lot of the things that I did, that I do, that I kind of just wander off and start talking to people, and then we find an agenda that makes sense, and eventually we get through and check all the boxes, but you kind of read the room and see what is interesting to people and how you can get the concepts inside their little pea brains, because some of these folks are starting off at a really low level, and that's okay. We all did at one point. This is KQ4WHN.
JBQ with KQ4WHN. Well, that is awfully interesting. Now, I'm a little older than you, I'm guessing. And my experience with microphones in particular is different than yours. But it sounds like you, in essence, polish people. And that's fascinating, because that was part of what I was given to do. Working on stage is, you know, in front of thousands of people is very different than any other life I've ever known. And it can be made fun. But you have to be making that fun, making fun of yourself when you do that. And I got to where I like that, making fun of myself. And other people, if they enjoyed that, well, it just, everybody's evening was better, you know? So I hope we can talk about this again sometime. It's probably not everybody's thing to listen to, but I want to challenge you for something that you'll not, well, it'll take a lot of years for you to realize. If when you were in your 70s and you're looking back at your life, if you don't just treasure the people you worked with and the things you were able to do because of your unique opportunity that you didn't really know that's what was happening at the time, you know what I'm saying? And anyway, it's been a pleasure to listen to your net tonight. I wish you 73, and I'm glad you got over 50. I know something you want badly. KK4JBQ.
That's I appreciate your praise. I consider it an honor to come here and do this. It's an opportunity for me to have conversations with people that are not peers in the work that I do. And that's my hardest thing, is I work from the house. And if I'm not at the house, typically I've been on a plane somewhere. So I don't get very often I don't get the opportunity to mingle with the folks that I live and enjoy the commutes on 85 with. So I love the fact that radio brings all these folks from various walks of life together and give you an opportunity to have a conversation with somebody you probably would have never met otherwise. I think it's phenomenal. But always appreciate your conversation there, Larry. And I'll go ahead and throw it out there, because we have topped the hour, and I know that usually we start to get a precipitous drop-off somewhere around quarter till, and certainly at the top of the hour. So anybody anywhere will do a last call. Want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN.
AJ4N. I apologize. This is AJ4N. Please check me in now, please, sir.
Net control mic recognized. AJ4EN. That's Bobby coming to us from around the Gray Court area. Glad we could hang out long enough and get you in the log there, Bobby. You are number 55. Anybody anywhere else? Again, last call. We're going to wrap it up here in just a minute. Call KQ4 WHN.